Welcome to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast, the podcast that will help you use today's best teaching strategies to ignite and excite your students in math class, and maybe even make it the best part of their day. Hey, I'm Kristen Moore, a longtime believer that math is so much more than just solving for X. I went from teaching straight from a textbook to implementing project-based learning and boosting student engagement in my class each and every day along the way. I'm here to give you the TD you need to successfully do the same with your students. Are you up for it? Let's do this. Hey there, Modern Math Teacher. Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Math Teachers Podcast. I'm fresh off of the spring conference season where I've been sharing with educators all across the state the benefits of project-based learning and how we can leverage today's technology to streamline that process. And today, you guys, I'm thrilled to dive into the transformative power of PBL with you too. Today, we'll explore the benefits of project-based learning, share inspiring success stories from math teachers just like you, and I'll provide you with practical tips for designing impactful projects in your classroom. Spring is the perfect time to try out project-based learning with your students. You've already laid the foundation of a strong class community, and you've made it through the testing season. Now is the time to try out those new innovative teaching practices you're hoping to use next year in the best laboratory around. That's your already rocking classroom. Your students will no doubt be excited about the shakeups to your traditional routine, but they'll also be happy to give you feedback about what worked for them and what needs changing for next time. It's the perfect scenario. I know you've got a lot of curriculum left still to cover this year, but PBL is the best way to meaningfully engage your students in that work, and you can design it to fit right inside your pacing guide. Stay tuned as we break down how to do that in today's episode. All right, let's begin by discussing some of the amazing benefits of project-based learning. Research shows us that project-based learning not only improves student engagement, something we are all struggling with in these dreary midwinter days, it improves attendance, and is it just me, or do students suddenly not show up once the days get warmer and brighter, right? And really excitingly, PBL is shown to boost achievement in all students and has particularly positive impacts on students in low-income communities. So, PBL is beneficial for everyone and can and should be used in every setting. PBL also fosters the development of those complex thinking skills and 21st century skills, you know, the skills students are going to use beyond our classroom for those jobs that they will no doubt be working in that don't even exist yet, okay? They're going to use these skills sometimes more than, you know, the quadratic formula. By engaging our students in hands-on real-world projects, we can unlock their full potential and ignite a passion for learning. So what do you say? Let's unlock student engagement and ignite and excite our students with some project-based learning. If you're new around here, first off, welcome and thanks for listening today. And if you're a repeat listener, thank you so much. And I'm always excited to have you here with me on this journey. I am a huge believer in project-based learning. I've been using it in my own classroom for the better side of a decade now. And I've been teaching teachers how to create and implement PBL in their classrooms for also about a decade. I know PBL works everywhere because I've seen it work with everyone I've coached, from middle school teachers in the rural Plain States to high school teachers in New York City. So let's hear some inspiring success stories from teachers who have effectively implemented projects in their classroom. Take, for example, a middle school math teacher who transformed the study of quadrilaterals by engaging students in a hands-on kite project. Through this project, students not only mastered mathematical concepts, but also developed critical thinking and problem-solving skills. I loved working with her as she developed this project. It's one that I've actually done in my high school classroom for a similar situation, and seeing how she transformed that idea and used it with younger learners was so exciting. I loved hearing how excited the kids were to build and test out their kites. Students really got hands-on with the mathematics, and they were able to tangibly connect the ideas of the characteristics of quadrilaterals and their family tree, and they had a whole bunch of fun along the way. Another amazing story comes from a high school algebra teacher whose students learned about systems of equations and statistics while raising money through a store project. Students were given a budget and then had to figure out what items they wanted to make and display for sale during their market day and had to figure out the mathematics that kept it all together. Students use basic algebra with budgeting and systems of equations to look at the time, money, and material constraints of the project. And they could connect these ideas to real-world supply and demand graphs and equations too, seeing just how far and how deeply rooted that mathematics was. By connecting math concepts to real-world challenges, these students gained a deeper understanding of mathematical principles and developed valuable life skills. All right, are you excited yet? Because I know I sure am. I have loved coaching these teachers in project-based math class and hearing their success stories, and I want you to be the next PBL success I get to share. So get your thinking caps on, get your notes app handy, and let's explore some practical tips for designing projects that align seamlessly with the specific math content you've got so you can launch your first project this spring. Step one, first and foremost, it is essential to select topics that are a best fit for project-based learning. Ensure that you've chosen standards that are aligned with the applicable rigor to create meaningful learning experiences. I've shared before that each standard falls into one of three categories for the aspects of rigor: procedural, applicable, and conceptual. The application-based standards are going to be your best starting point. From there, you can add in supplementary standards that complete our trifecta, building procedural fluency from conceptual understanding, all grounded in real-world applications. If you're not sure what topic you want to focus on, or if it's a best fit for PBL, make sure you check out the project or practice guide at morethanjustx.com/guide. I'll be sure to link that in the show notes. Okay, so once you've got that topic in mind, it's time for the most important aspect, connecting the project topic to students' interests and aspirations to enhance the engagement and relevance. I cannot stress this enough. Your project needs to connect to your students on some level so that they can relate to it and buy into it. By incorporating their passions in the curriculum, you can cultivate a sense of ownership and excitement amongst your students. And you'll finally have an amazing answer to the, when am I ever going to need this question that inevitably comes up each and every year in our classrooms. Okay, once we're set with our project topic, one that connects our students and our standards, we now want to think about exactly what our students are going to do for you. We're going to think now all the way to the end of the project for step two here. How are they going to show you that they have learned the material? What major product or project or products are going to serve as your assessment for their understanding? Remember, you guys, connection is key. So offer your students options to make final products that resonate with them. Do you have a particularly artsy group? Make sure you've got at least one option that allows for creativity. Do you have a physical, hands-on, pushy kind of group? Make sure you've got hands-on options too. Also, you want to consider having a culminating event to wrap up the project. A kite flying day like my middle school teacher friend, or a business expo market day like my algebra teacher did, right? This serves as a celebration of success and builds community and confidence in your students. And bonus, it helps make sure your project ends on time and you aren't receiving a whole bunch of late work. All right, so once we know what we're learning in the project and how students are going to show us what they know, it's time to connect the dots by creating your project pathway. Step three, we are going to map out our project. We need to break down the chunks of learning that are going to get us from the start to the finish and turn these chunks into our project milestones. And this is where we work smarter, not harder, people. I want you to leverage existing curriculum materials to streamline the project design process. By using your own curriculum as a foundation, you can save time and resources while ensuring that your project aligns with your instructional goals. Simply plug and play your current lessons and favorite activities sprinkled into the project pathway, leading your students from the epic project launch through each milestone and set of learning goals, and all the way to that awesome project finale where you and your students will celebrate the success of a project well done. As we wrap today's episode, I want to encourage you to explore the promise of project-based learning in your own classroom. By harnessing the power of projects, you can create engaging and meaningful learning experiences that inspire and empower your students. And we broke that down today in those three steps. One, you had to start with the right topic and target alignment, making sure that you are connecting your students and your standards. 2, we had to figure out, how are we going to wrap up this project? How will students demonstrate that they have learned through this project-based learning experience? And step 3, we took our curriculum and we mapped it out. We put all the pieces together from start to finish. Thank you so much for joining me today. Be sure to check out the PBL Kickstart, an on-demand workshop that will guide you through this exact process, and it'll give you the tools you need to get your first project started and ready to launch this spring. You can find that at projectbasedmathclass.com. And you can use coupon code podcast to receive an extra special price. Don't forget to tune in next week, where we'll keep exploring more strategies for transforming math education. Until next time, my friend, keep it real. Thanks for tuning in to find out today's tips and tricks. Continue the conversation and join the movement to boost student engagement and make math more meaningful inside the Modern Math Teachers Movement on Facebook. Till next time, keep it real.